Hey, big guy. How are you doing? Just having a little bath. Don't be embarrassed. You know, it's nothing I haven't seen before. Don't be silly. This isn't the first time I've walked in on you doing something you weren't supposed to be doing, right? Yeah. You remember, right? You were visiting home from college, and I had come, to give you some fresh towels. Like a good big sister does. And you were, well, doing something very embarrassing to my pictures, weren't you? Aw, don't be shy. Tell me, what were you doing? Come on, tell your big sister. It's okay. Don't be afraid, honey. I promise what you were doing was totally okay. It's perfectly natural and everyone does it, including me. And if we're being honest, I was so flattered. Aw, you feeling shy? That's okay. Well, I walked in and you were jerking off to my bathing suit photos. You actually looked like you were seconds away from coming. Shh, no need to explain. I understand completely. Just let me finish. So, of course, at first I was shocked, but after processing it alone, I realized there was no other exception. You were in love with me. Sweetheart, please, I really need to say this. Stop interrupting me. Look, I know it's probably a shock to you too, but I've been waiting for the perfect moment to talk to you about this. You've done so much for me. You are absolutely the best little brother a girl could have. I remember when you finally gotten taller and bigger than me. You became so protective, especially around guys. Even though I was older, you were always looking out for me. And when those guys did end up using me and leaving me heartbroken, you were there for me. And remember how you saved me from that freak who tried to jump us in the alley after we had one too many drinks? The one with the shaved side part? There were just so many moments in my life where you showed up for me. More than any other man had. And it was then that I knew you were perfect for me. Please! I need you to be patient. I can see how red you're getting. And you need to just let your big sister finish, okay? I took a lot of time to think about this, and I want to make sure I say it right. Look at me. Really look at me in the eyes, babe. If anyone were to find out how you feel about me, they would lose it. This is incest. It's wrong, and you would be drawn and quartered by all of our friends and family. But I don't give a shit, because I love you too. Truly, wholly, and completely. You are everything to me. You are the first person I think about every morning, the last thought that leaves my mind before I drift off into sleep. But it doesn't even end there. I fucking dream about you almost every night. I used to never dream, but now they're just filled with you. Just you. And I'm just. I'm so happy to know that you feel the same way. And you're wondering, I'm sure, why it took me so long to make a move, and, well, I was just scared, you know? I mean, it's a little crazy, right? Being in love with your little brother. I felt like a monster for so long. And you know that I love my therapist, but I was terrified I'd get reported or something. I don't know. Just, Yeah, I was afraid. And of course, I didn't want to pressure you, you know. I'd feel like a creep. Knowing I'm a few years older, I didn't want to, you know, coerce you or whatever. So yeah, I kept it hidden and just accepted that there was something wrong with me. Until I walked in on you. Stroking that perfect cock. I touched myself to that memory so many times. I think I came at least 5 times a day to it. Just over and over and over. I even stopped dating. I had such high hopes for us. I deleted all of my hookups off my phone and told them I was taken. All for you. All for this moment. This moment. Right here. So, why don't you just make some room in the bath for Big Sis? What are you doing? What's wrong? What? You're joking. Alright, stop it. That's not funny. I'm trying to be serious with you, idiot. No, but you were jerking off to my friend in the picture. Not me. Oh my god. You were so funny, dude. So funny. You almost had me with that one. There's just absolutely no way that's true. Oh, dude, you're so fucking hilarious. Wait a sec. Look, I can joke too. See? What you're saying is really funny, but I'll play along. So, like, if you weren't kidding, I would probably turn on and throw this blow dryer into the bathtub and see what happens. Maybe you'd die. Maybe it would really fucking hurt bad. Who knows? Because if the man I loved was actually interested in my best friend, especially after I just bared my heart and soul into him, I'd probably fucking snap. I'd have to make sure that nobody else got him. And I'd have to make sure that he never ever told anyone what I just fucking said. And you would tell people, wouldn't you? Don't think I forgot how much a little tattletale you were growing up. But you were just joking, right? Right? Good. Good. Now, since you're all wet and clearly this tub is not the best size for two, how about I just help you finish what you started? Oh, little brother, I insist. Come on. Look at that. I'm already drooling at the idea of pumping out that load of yours. See how much spit that is? That's a lot, huh? Come on. Now, come on. Get hard for me, baby. It's okay. Oh, look at that. Just a few pumps and you're already getting there. Damn, your cock is way bigger in my hand than I thought. I guess it looked smaller in your hands, but... Oh, damn, you feel so huge in mine. Oh, you're crying. Oh, that's sweet. You're really that happy? It's okay, baby. I'm here now. You don't have to jerk off to all that fake incest porn anymore. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're into. I went on your computer when you go run errands with Mom and Dad. The lovely thing about the cloud is it connects all those lovely tabs you accidentally forget to close in your phone. And the history on those porn sites. Fuck, sister after sister after sister video. Maybe we can make some of those fantasies come true, huh? Maybe I can get stuck in the dryer, huh? Or maybe you'd catch me fucking myself with a dildo to some fucked up porn. Whatever you want, I'll do it. It's because I love you and I want to please you. And if I'm ever going to be your girlfriend, fiance, wife, the mother of your children, then I gotta make sure I keep you satisfied. Don't want your eyes wandering off to anyone else, because I might just get a little jealous. And if I get jealous, then, well, let's not find out. Let's see, what else did I find on your computer? Oh, I can't forget about all the little femdom audios you listen to. I think this is why you're throbbing in my hand right now. You love a woman who will take charge. But then again, you just have to have that incest tag. Is that the only thing that gets you off? Is it because you love your big sister so much, all you can do is jerk off to porn that reminds you of her? You just want everything with me, huh? You want to fuck my throat, my asshole, which has never been fucked before, by the way. But I'm going to let you have it. And of course, my... Oh, pussy. Fuck, look how wet I am. Oh, here, let's just use some of Big Sister's juices as lube, huh? There we go. Feels good, right? Like it was meant for you. Like you were meant for me. I remember I used to always pester mom and dad for a sibling. But I never thought they'd create you. You're perfect, you know that. Look at me. Into my eyes. I want you to come when I say you can come, okay? Keep holding it in for me. Hey, no. No looking away. Keep looking. If you look away one more time, I won't let you come with me. Good boy. Now come on. Just a few more pumps. Just think. This will be the first orgasm we've ever had together. Big sister always takes care of you, doesn't she? Good boy. Fuck, I'm getting close. I'm almost. Now, fucking come for me. Fucking come for me right now. Fuck. Oh. Fuck. Oh, God, look at you. You were so backed up, huh? Your stomach is covered and you come. Oh, you're so cute. Just a messy boy. All right. Come on. It's time for you to clean yourself up. No, I'm going to sit here and watch you shower. Why do you feel dirty? You're so silly. Well, now, I have extra to watch. What you're feeling right now isn't shame. I think you might just not be used to the feeling of commitment. So go on. Start the shower. I think I'm going to get myself off again while I watch. Oh, you're crying. Was the orgasm that good? Come here. Come on. Shh, shh, shh. It's okay, baby brother. Big sister is here. And I'm never going anywhere. Hey there, this is Rotten Little Bitch, and thank you so much for listening to the script fill. This aftercare is included to remind you that there is absolutely nothing wrong with enjoying a fantasy situation like this. Consent is important in every sexual dynamic, and that's exactly what makes these stories and fantasies so fun. As the actor, I am consenting to making this content, and as the listener, you are consenting as soon as you press play. Kinks are complicated, and at the end of the day, we'll never truly figure out exactly why we like something. But all that matters is if it makes us feel good, and as long as it doesn't hurt anyone, it should be celebrated. Thank you again so much for trusting me and the writer for helping me fulfill this fantasy. Be sure to take care of yourself. Grab some water, maybe a cozy blanket or a snack, and let yourself relax a bit if you need to. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your night or day.